I'm not sure if anyone's like got like a nervous tic in their knees jittering.
I was doing
or...
this, so this might have been me. But I wasn't that tapping that one time.
Maybe I don't hear anything.
I thought it sounded more hear... like a microphone.
Is someone drilling or mining? Maybe.
On their DVC property at the moment?
Oh,
there.
Is it this...
I think
there.
It's this light.
Yeah.
It's this light from here.
Oh.
It's all my light. So
his light is like going to catch on fire.
Oh, there. I just pulled this out. So that was it.
Oh my God, that was it.
That was it. It
were there like sparks flying out too?
It must have been dangling and hitting like the microphone right above the camera or something.
And it's magnet.
I've noticed his whole
even know this was magnet.
Area like, shakes a lot when he talks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The DVC Show. I'm your host, Paul Krieger, and I'm joined this week by my lovely wife, Amy Krieger.
I can hear Derek's chair
We've
squeaking.
Got Squeaky Chair McGee, Derek DeBoer, with the DVC Resale Market with us.
Hey, now.
If anyone for the past few shows has heard like what I would call the mysterious ticking noise, it's been a random cord that's been dangling near Derek's mic for the past two shows, and it kept hitting the microphone. But we did discover by show three what it was, so we're glad we could have unpacked that, and now your audio is so much more crisp.
Great!
So, great! We've got John Scarry, aka Big Fat Panda, with us.
Welcome home.
Jeff Haslam's in the house.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah!
And we have the amazing Rob Lindsay joining us again this week.
Hello.
Thank you guys, as always, for joining us. And this week's episode, I think, is going to be a whole load of fun because of just some of the stuff that I've heard about already, some of the stuff that I've seen. And we are dreaming up the next Disney Vacation Club resort as part of tonight's show. And we're going to essentially go around the room and share our thoughts of what we would love Disney Vacation Club to do when they decide to build its next Disney Vacation Club property. And I will say that I was the one that kind of dished out this. Derek, you came up with the idea. This was kind of your brainchild. And then I dished out the homework to everyone. And I feel like I did the bare minimum on the assignment. And just when we get to this lady right here, just you guys are in for quite a treat. With what she's dreamt up this evening for us. Should be fun, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. But as always, first and foremost, if you enjoy all of this content that we bring to you here on the DVC Fan, please show some love for our sponsors. Oh, wait, I need to go back to this screen. Show some love for our sponsors at the World of DVC. DVC Resale Market. If you're looking to buy or sell a Disney Vacation Club contract, they can help you with that contract purchase or sale. Monera Financial. They're going to be able to help you in financing that DVC resale contract purchase. And the DVC Rental Store, where you can try before you buy, rent some points, rent out your own points.
To figure out.
These plugs get so much more memorable every single show we do. And I hope that for you, the viewers at home, just it makes you want to go to one of those lovely websites and do one of those lovely things even more so at the World of DVC.
Oh, Derek, or Panda keeps almost getting pooped on. So,
yeah, that was so a couple weeks ago. Panda's bird decided to relieve himself.
Bird's been good
in the middle of the plug. But now that we've got that out of the way, into the business of tonight, which is dreaming up the next DVC resort. First, want to go to Derek and just sort of say what kind of gave you this idea in terms of a topic. I love it, and I think we've done this maybe a couple times before, but I always love the ideas that people have and kind of the interest and the imagination that is out there. You know, we are all armchair Imagineers at heart, I feel, I think some of these ideas honestly are better than some of the ones that we've seen become reality in the past 5-10 years.
Yeah, I think I just happened to be, I think maybe it was on my last day trip when I was there, and I was kind of looking around, and I was out by Wilderness Lodge, and out in the back, and you kind of look around there where, you know, the cabin is, the Fort Wilderness, and then you see all this empty space and all the trees. And again, I want to preface that at the start of this, there is a zero budget, right? So meaning there's no budgetary constraints whatsoever. There's no legal issues when it comes to, oh, you can't do it there because it's protected wetlands, or you can't drill here, or you can't do whatever it is. So this is literally a blue sky idea that anybody could come up with. So I want to make that clear when we start saying our ideas. This is just what we would love to do. And I think, like you said, Paul, it's everybody thinks about it. Like, God, do you know what would be cool for the next DVC resort would be something like, I'm not going to say XXX because you always say, I always say XXX too much. But yeah, but like, what would be the net dream resort? If you were an Imagineer, what would it be? So I kind of threw it out to our group thread there and said, how about we all do this and have fun with it? And I thought I was going above and beyond because I put a couple of pictures on my phone until I found out all the work that Amy did to it. So
total just speaking of XXX for a second, can you pick just another letter? Can it be just like...
RRR
or
yeah, pull that lever, Derek.
I'm done jerking with you guys.
Think of a different letter.
You guys always pick on me. All right, Panda. What lever did you pull?
Start with me?
What lever did you pull for this project?
All right. Now, I don't have AI pictures and everything like that, but I want a haunted mansion resort.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
You didn't know.
Yes,
did you really?
Because, okay, here's what happened. I looked at Derek and I was like, he's got this, don't you have a Haunted Mansion shirt on, Derek?
I do.
I was like, and then he told us what his idea was already. And I was like, why wouldn't you pick Haunted Mansion? And then I looked over and I was like, Panda's wearing a Haunted Mansion shirt. I bet that's what he's going to come up with.
What did I pick?
Originally.
Yeah.
Originally, I did in my head fashion this more like the Star Cruiser that obviously failed, so I got rid of that because it would be a DVC resort. And even though it would be enriched with story, that wouldn't be the thing. Like, you wouldn't be going there for the story. You're still going there to stay in a deluxe resort. When you check in, you have to, you know, the playful banter would be that your car broke down, something to that effect. But the inside would always be like you were in a haunted mansion where you looked out at the windows and there's always rain. So you're kind of in this bubble. But I just thought of how amazing, it still could be clean, still could be spooky without being scary. A restaurant named Leota's, where there is a globe in the middle of the table, and she comes on projection where the waiter or the waitress is back somewhere on camera to take your order. There's just so many possibilities. I think people would clamor for it, and you can have an occasional walk around character from the stretching room, the parasol lady, the, you know, anybody. I don't know. That's just, I just think it would be very successful, even as a DVC resort.
Yeah. I'm so excited for the Haunted Mansion themed lounge on the treasure.
Right?
So I think it would be so cool to have some kind
of. Right. Imagine that taken further with, you know, a small lobby, nice rooms, accommodation. I would go nuts to stay at such a resort.
So, Panda, just so that you can play with the rest of the people that have decided to do way too much extra credit for this project, while you were talking about your haunted mansion, I did not go into as much detail, but I did basically just sort of tell the artificial intelligence world to create a haunted mansion themed resort. Now, you got to get it. It only has so much knowledge, but...
I that, love it, except when it rains. Those couches are going to get
those couches are going to get ruined.
Oh my God, that's even beyond what I was thinking. Mine was a little bit smaller because I didn't know how much Disney would go for it. But yeah, this is the ultimate.
Yeah, can you imagine if they did the feature pool as the cemetery, but had it as an indoor pool, like a year round kind of so it was always dark in there, but I think that would be really sweet.
Ooh.
I did have a cemetery themed arcade in my mind that was double floors. So the top floor is the top of the cemetery with the gravestones, an arcade, but the bottom is all what's underneath the roots and the, you know, a couple of hands reaching out and stuff. You know. Whatever would be underneath.
I was really surprised that you got something because when I put the word Disney in mine, it said no because of copyright.
Paul,
so all my images are very generic.
That was a great picture. Now my mind is going crazy for more.
I mean, it's a good idea. Cool. I would stay at the Haunted Mansion Resort for sure. I mean, Disney recently, I think, is in a situation where it's like, do we double down on IP? And I think most people kind of say, like, yes, you should really double down on IP.
I don't think this is a winner here.
I don't know. I'm pretty pleased with what it came up with.
Sometimes you get some really weird stuff when you're using ChatGPT. Wow, it's like a
we're not sponsored by that. We don't have to say the word.
When you use AI, like some of my things came out really wonky, and some of my words came out wonky. See how they spell mansion, and see it comes out wonky.
A little wonky.
It still looks really pretty cool. I mean, you know, that's.
I don't even know what are you even.
Well, you have to send me these pictures.
I will send you these.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Like, is it arcade?
It's an arcade for the next Disney Vacation Club resort, which is Haunted Mansion.
No, but how are you doing it? Because I don't have anything like that.
We're using
doing watercolors. Watercolors. He's doing.
I'm just that fast at drawing.
We're graphic designing over here.
No, right. So Amy went above and beyond the Call of Duty with this assignment and decided that she was going to tell.
Derek, it's the same concept that made you into a hippie.
Yeah. So same.
Oh.
The same artificial intelligence that brought us. Where did I put it? There it is.
The more detail you give it, Derek, the more it comes up with.
The same artificial intelligence that brought us hippie Derek is bringing us these. look at that. I know your Halloween costume for next year already, Derek.
I actually have a hippie Halloween costume, which is frightening. So yeah, I actually do.
Is there a Halloween costume or is it just leftover clothes?
All right,
you keep every shirt you've ever owned ever. So
that is true.
And he bought a new one recently, or two new ones by the look of things. Like he's buying new shirts too.
He would have lived through the 60s, right?
Nothing but the best for this show. Nothing but the best for this show.
Rob, I'm gonna head to you next. You've seen so many evolutions of both refurbishments at Disney Vacation Club resorts, but also every concept that I think has been built and not built, because we've had some that have not actually panned out. What would be your dream for the next Disney Vacation Club property?
Well, I don't have any pictures.
I'll make
right
them
on.
I'm gonna take this. Isn't gonna take very long. But the theming is going to be related to the fifth gate, the next theme park.
Oh, there you go.
And it's going to have water. I don't care if it's a lake or a river, a lagoon. It's going to have some appropriate dining for whatever the theme of that next theme park is going to be. It's going to have full service dining. It's going to have quick service dining. And that's it.
Okay, now this does play into my Haunted Mansion. If the fifth gate, which is a bad rumor of a villain's theme,
I've heard that before.
Together, Rob and I can work together on this resort.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of something where I think the complaint, and you guys can chime in here, the complaint that a lot of people have said about the refurbishments recently and the things that we've seen with Disney Vacation Club is that you're sucking the Disney out of the rooms. You're trying to make it too much of like a deluxe level accommodation or a deluxe level property. And by doing so, you're losing the Disney theming. And from the first two words, first two people that have spoken tonight, you're like, give me the Disney theming. Give me everything that there is.
You could still be deluxe with the Disney theming. They've proven it. So that's not even a good excuse of theirs.
Well, and I keep going to the pool. Like, if it was a villains themed resort, can you imagine if they lit the water red so that it looked like lava instead of like the pool? Lazy River. Dude, I'm all on board with the villains one.
Oh, I'm not a villains themed person. I'm not. Well,
that's you're wrong.
Oh my
again,
god.
Again with I the need couches. This.
That's rad.
Oh, look at that.
I love the purples though.
I love it.
Those villains really like their outdoor couch.
Whatever the thing is off to the left, that is pretty gnarly. I apologize to audio listeners. There's gonna be a lot of imagery this week, so head to youtube.com/DVCfan if you want to see some of these images.
We need to share these
there's
pictures.
Red drinks on the tables.
Yeah.
Isn't that like Derek off to the left?
Yeah. Derek's part of the resort off to the left there. He's a statue. But all right. Cool. Speaking of Derek, we'll go to Derek next and get his thoughts on what he would love to see as the next Disney Vacation Club property.
Yeah. So mine is pretty simple. I've always thought about it, and I always think, you know, where has there been a resort like this anywhere around here? Meaning, I always think like, God, you know what we should do is like a resort based on like Italy. And I'm like, nope, Universal has Portofino Bay. Or then I think of something else and I'm like, no, we already have that. Or that's too close to the Wilderness Lodge, or that's too close to this. And then I ask my wife and she's like, well, I think you need like a Star Wars resort. And I'm like, I get it, but I'm talking about Disney Vacation Club. Like, I don't want to take Star Wars and turn it into a Disney Vacation Club resort. Now, that's a whole other topic for another show. I think Star Wars should be literally like a moderate resort, spread out huge with different lands based on the different movies. It would sell out every single night. That's a totally different topic. I'm thinking of Disney Vacation Club, if I could, from the ground up, and again, no budget, no ecological concerns whatsoever. I think a resort based on the Greek Isles would be amazing at Disney. I don't think there's anything like it. That's exactly the picture of what I'm thinking of. When you think of the Greek Isles, right, you think of Santorini, right? So you think of, imagine all the Disney Vacation Club units on a hill like that, yeah. Like that picture that you're seeing right there with the blue roofs, all the different size accommodations, right? So you've got studios and you've got the one bedrooms and the two bedrooms and the three bedrooms, but they're all overlooking Bay Lake. Bay Lake. So that's where I'm thinking of is Bay Lake, and I know you probably can't, but I'm thinking almost when you look at Bay Lake and there's Discovery Island that's right there in the middle, off to the left, there's all the way towards the back, there's just all this, you know, woods area that it seems ripe, that you could have a resort, you could build up almost like a little mountain, put the villas up there. Then when I was on the cruise team with Disney Vacation Club, one of the ports we went to was Mykonos, which was really great. And it had all these bars and all these restaurants that are right along the water. No, that's not Mykonos. That is Mykonos, but that's me. That's not a bar or restaurant. That's me in a zen-like moment. But it's those type of things. Zen-like. Like, put those, you know, windmills there like they have there. Put those right over, you know, spread out throughout the resort. But then along the waterfront, you make it look like Mykonos, right? Where you have like the rock and then you have the restaurants and the bars like right along the water. I think you have then like a special water ferry, like a water taxi that looks different from the normal ones, that looks more themed to what it is. Obviously you have restaurants, so you've got the great restaurants. I just think that there's so much to do in just beauty-wise that I was even looking like, you could even imagine like the merchandise, right? So if it says like, you know, Disney's Santorini or Disney's Greek Isles, you know, you could have, this is where I'm thinking of. So if you can see on my phone, I don't know how good you can see it. That's Big Lake.
We
so
cannot see on your phone.
We can't see that.
We can't see it.
I have the three pictures that you sent me that I at least did. That one, I did that one.
Oh, we missed that one.
That's a perfect one. That one shows it perfect. I just would think that would be so amazing. And then at night, everybody sits on their balcony and it overlooks the lake. My wife then says, yeah, but you can't have it because there's, you know, that would be all white and blue. And then you also have the Wilderness Lodge. And I'm like, honey, on right there on Seven Seas Lagoon, literally within what, like 5 feet of each other, you have the new Polynesian Tower. Then you have the Wedding Pavilion. Then you have the Grand Floridian and you have the Contemporary all around a certain lake. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this could work.
But I think there's nothing else like it. And I think it would just stand out and it would be so deluxe. And I think it would just be, I just love it. Like, I think we should do it. You know, again, sorry, I only have pictures. I don't have a fancy AI generator.
And,
like,
and the gyro food truck, right? Derek, the gyro food truck.
And a food truck.
You can pull up a food truck, but
you can park a food truck basically anywhere, really. And this kind of goes along with the theming of Luca. And so you can inject that kind of...
Isn't Luca Italy, though? But it's similar. Hercules.
It's kind of similar. I mean,
it is Italy.
Hercules.
This theme, I mean, this picture for me, like, screams like that movie to a degree. So,
and Disney could do it better than anyone, which I know that people love, you know, the IP and all of that, which is great. But to me, I think one of the best things that Disney does is take you somewhere that, you know, may be built after something else and make you feel like you're there. So like when you go to the Wilderness Lodge, you're like, wow, I really feel like I'm at XXX place, or if I go to this resort. So even if you can't fly all the way to Europe to go to the Riviera, they want to make it feel like you're at the Riviera. If you can't go to a national park, you can go to the Wilderness Lodge. And then when I put these points on sale, probably in 2026, you'll be able to experience Disney's Santorini Resort. So let me know.
Whole lot cheaper than Adventures by Disney.
So exactly.
That's like that's for sure. All right, I'm gonna steal the show and go next. I feel like I did the least amount of work on this project, but I feel like mine's a little bit based in reality. So, not
as
that.
To
no offense. No offense.
Boring.
So everyone.
He wants a red roof in.
It is. Yeah, I had the AI generator make a fancy red roof. just showed me a regular picture. But everyone's kind of like, oh, what are they going to do with Reflections? What are they going to do with Reflections? What are they going to do with Reflections? And for me, I don't think that area was a bad idea. I still kind of go back to the fact that Disney is eventually going to find their way back to the Reflections property, and they're going to decide to do something with that property. But I think that the writing was on the wall with the feedback that they got from Reflections. There was a lot of negative feedback in terms of what the theming looked like. You could have slapped a Marriott logo or something on the side of the building and not known the difference. And I also think when they were looking for theming for Reflections, it was all over the place. You had Bambi in one part. You had, you know, Bayou theming in other parts. It was all kind of a hodgepodge of thoughts when it came to this whole place. And I get that it was kind of geared more so towards nature and everything, but I kind of want to go all in with the theming. And so for me, and I know that this already kind of exists in some form at Walt Disney World, but I think that they should go back to that reflection site, but go all in on a New Orleans and Princess and the Frog themed resort that kind of looks at aspects that are part of the Port Orleans area, but also bringing in those elements of Princess and the Frog. You've got a new ride that's coming out. You know, Tiana's Bayou Adventure is coming out. They're really kind of, I think, going to double down on that whole section of Frontierland with some of this mindset. So I would love to see them kind of do this and then bring, this was part of the original concept of Reflections, but bring basically a themed restaurant that is right there waterside that essentially you could call it the Bayou, whatever you want to call it, that kind of brings in those New Orleans elements and kind of has some twinkly lights. I told AI basically to have some inspiration from lightning bugs. So I think they did a pretty good job with how the lights are interspersed between there. But you can kind of see the trees there in the background, and it kind of just kind of fits right in with the Fort Wilderness vibe, in my opinion. So you can say I did a little bit of work. You could say I did no work, but that's my.
He just did it like 5 minutes ago.
I did the images 5 minutes ago because we're having fun with that. So
I honestly thought when you went to Reflections, I thought you were going to say, you know, going back to Reflections, I think they should build Reflections. I was like, no, you got to do better than that.
I'm done.
It was very pretty. I would stay there.
Thank you.
Oh.
At least I got my wife's approval. That's what I'm here for.
I think you can still see that tree, Paul, with all the shoes that are hanging from it too.
You can. Yep. Yep. I can tell AI to maybe throw some shoes in one of the trees in the background, and it'll probably get very confused by that topic. So won't fully understand that. All right, Jeff, what is, I'm leaving Amy for last just because of how all out she went with her design, and I got
it's
to
not,
see it beforehand.
Don't get that excited.
Get really excited. But anyhow, Jeff, let's go to you.
Well, so I had two, but I booted one because I didn't think anybody would have my idea. And then Derek basically stole my idea. But my idea was also Santorini. I think I sent you some pretty awesome AI images.
Yeah, let's show those. Those are cool.
Yeah, I like mine better.
Yours was an actual picture of Sanserine.
Yours was an even AI.
Yeah, yours
but
was real
I will that, say that Da Vinci mine, my idea was a little bit different, not putting it around Seven Seas Lagoon, but I want the new Greek Isles or Santorini resort to be attached to what I want to be the next pavilion at World Showcase.
Ooh.
That will have its own entrance into Epcot. I think that hotel as a backdrop would be really cool. It would feed into kind of a larger Greek themed with restaurants and a ride, like a Hercules themed ride even, or something like that. But that's the one thing Grand California and what they have out in California has that Disney World doesn't. And that's a hotel that has access to the park all by itself. Mm-hmm. Through that was my thought, you know, Greek restaurant, table service. You could really go all out. Greek food is awesome. So
what's the one you had?
Second one was a offsite, non-Disney World, ski lodge like Walt wanted to build originally right here, or not here because I don't live there anymore, but in Park City, Utah.
Is that the one where the beer jamboree was supposed to go?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah,
and you could keep that theming and I think that would be cool, but I think I don't know, Park City, Utah is a perfect place for that, and I think people would eat it up. So
I was thinking about that too, and of course the first thing I thought of is like, God, you know what, because everyone always talks about it, like God, a ski resort would be magnificent, and I know, you know, we're kind of making this up out of thin air, but I would literally have these conversations with my head like, no way would Disney ever build, they're never building another DVC resort outside of a theme park ever again. Like that is just never going to happen. That's it. It's done. So I kind of put the kibosh on the ski resort because as amazing I think it would be, they're never going to make it. They're never going to make it.
Well, as you see Amy and I looking around the room because our dogs have decided to kind of get up and do their...
He was just poking me. I was like, what was that?
Everybody's got dogs.
Yeah. Now Jeff has his dog. And I know Derek has dogs at home. Rob, do you have any animals or have you ever had dogs?
No animals.
He lives at Old Key West. He can't have animals.
That's true. Panda's got a cat?
Four cats.
All right. Well, your cats are not going to want to live at Amy's next pick, but I'm going to let Amy take it away and describe her resort.
Buckle up, guys.
Get ready for all of the amazingness that's about to occur.
So, full disclosure, I named all of my things, and AI jumbles things up. So it doesn't spell everything correctly. It's kind of wonky. So anyway.
That's weird to me. I mean, like if you give it the word, you would think.
I gave it the word like 3 or 4 times and tried shorter versions and it's still spelled. Like it would spell the third word wrong. So I only gave it 2 of the words and then it would spell the second word wrong. So I think
as a former English teacher, she just wants to establish that she knows how to spell.
Thank
and
you.
That,
yes.
That AI.
That was the point. So I've been sulking about the whole dog thing. So I would love to see, this is my dream, a resort where people and their dogs can share all of the amenities. I am going to take Reflection, so I'm kicking Paul out in his bayou because we're going to continue that rustic theme into Canine Kingdom Lodge.
I love this.
Freaking love it.
So
notice how there's absolutely no humans in this picture.
Right. So we need a little disclaimer, like your dog must be leashed at all times. But anyway, so this is Canine Kingdom Lodge, and I can't remember, so you'll have to put up a picture, and I have like 5 pictures.
She does have like a million pictures.
And this is the Bark and Splash, not Sploosh, AI. The Bark and Splash Oasis. Where you and your dog can enjoy the pool. See, there are people in this one, so that's
there
cool.
There are people. There's a dog that's kind of light blue. There's other dogs in very questionable poses.
You end up with like Franken dogs. Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Anyway.
There's people there, but they can't read your big giant typo that's in the pool.
Splash and sploosh or splosh.
Bark and splosh.
Bark and splash. Moving on.
Sorry, moving on.
We've got the food cart, Happiest Chow on Earth, where humans and dogs can pick some snacks up along the way.
Some of these snacks don't look edible.
Well, some of them look like them. No, it is not going to be ran by a dog. This is just concept art.
Disney loves your idea. The amount of money that they save by having dogs work the food carts, brilliant.
This is Pluto's Bark Park, fitting in with the rustic theme.
This honestly would be a great idea for Fort Wilderness. Like if they,
it would.
This would fit right? in perfectly.
Like all this stuff for your dog to like climb on and splash in, and looks pretty well protected. I don't know how those dogs over there escaped, but anyway.
they're outside the fence.
They're outside.
Yeah,
the fence.
I don't know what happened there. What else? We got a couple more. This is the dining location where you can dine with your canine friend, Tails and Treats Tavern. I know there's only dogs at the tables.
I love it.
That's what they gave me. This is one of our accommodations. This is the, what did I call it earlier? Furry Tail Retreat Deluxe Studio or something like that.
That means something completely different.
By the way, you are allowed to have up to 3 dogs at this resort. Anyway, then I think I got one more.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember, I told you I had one more. You got to, nope.
No?
Yep. You got to go back into the Facebook chat and find it.
No.
This is important.
These images are great, Amy.
I know. Well, it took like 5 tries to get something that I liked. For each one, sometimes they were like dogs with their heads cut off and stuff. So you really
could you imagine we didn't have this technology like 2 years ago?
Nothing Disney loves more than some.
I wanted it to be themed to like Disney dogs, but you can't steal copyright and AI.
This is like Shark Tank, Amy. So we need that last image before all of us decide if we're going to invest in your doggy.
It's coming. All right. This is the spa for both people and dogs. The Enchanted Bark Boutique, where you can get your nails clipped.
Still no people.
And a massage, while your dog also gets a massage and nail clipping. That's all I got. That is Canine Kingdom Lodge and amenities for people and dogs.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
If you could sell timeshare to a dog, that would be amazing. You would crush it.
What would you estimate the annual dues at this place to be?
I don't know, like 12, 15. They got dogs over at Fort Wilderness.
Only 2.
Well, there are roles like. You know, they can't run amok like they do in the concept art. There'll be like that little disclaimer.
Artist rendering
images.
Cruella DeVille's wandering around, snatching all the dogs that have gone AWOL.
Yeah. in a food truck.
Well, we should ask the viewers to put in chat their ideas. That would be interesting to read.
Yes.
I 100% agree. I say both put your ideas for your next Disney Vacation Club resort in the comments.
And if you're on Facebook, you need to have one photo that you created.
On Facebook in the DVC fan Facebook group, you should try to use one of these lovely AI engines and generate your own.
Oh God, that would be great.
I have a question, which I would like to know, especially from Rob's point of view, because he's been a member since 1993. He's seen resorts come, he's seen resorts go. We're going to build this, we're going to build that. Rob, out of all the concepts and the ideas, take away all the young kids and their fancy technology and whatnot. which of these concepts would you, Rob, personally, as being someone that has stayed?
I feel like Derek's
spoken like a true politician.
Well, he doesn't have any dog, so I'm out.
For a year, right? So, Rob, what would you think if you saw and said, "That's Disney's newest resort"? My God, am I glad I'm a Disney Vacation Club member? I might add on points there. Which resort, Rob? Tell me.
I gotta go with the Greek resort.
Yes. Which
I feel
one?
Like
which one?
What?
Mine?
There were more than one?
Or Jeff's? Yeah.
The ones you saw pictures of, or this one?
I'm thinking about elements of both that could be combined. Well, yeah, that guy's got to be there.
That guy's. He's got to welcome you when you come into the resort.
Disney's new face character. It's going to be Derek.
Yeah.
You know, in the original plan, there was supposed to be a Venetian resort between the Ticket and Transportation Center and the Contemporary.
Yep. There's right. still plenty of land there. One day they're going to use that land.
The sinkhole doesn't eat it first.
The sinkhole. That's it. Can't do it.
Wasn't the Riviera the Venetian, right, Rob, which I think was similar to the Riviera, was supposed to be there.
Yep.
With the monorail going through it.
And there's supposed to be a Persian resort, too. I think the Persian resort was on Bay Lake, I think. I can't remember where
that may have, for that.
That may be where the Floridian is.
Oh, I think you're right. Okay. Yeah.
With the Venetian resort, the only way to get back and forth to Magic Kingdom is if one of those singing guys on the gondola has to roll your butt across the lake.
That's right.
I don't want to
start with the gondola, Jeff.
It takes 2 hours to get to the park.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I do want to go around one more time and ask the question, what do you actually think DVC will do next? What do you really think that the next Disney Vacation Club resort is going to be? Because I think we sit here in January 2024 on the verge of that announcement later this year. I imagine that by the time we get to D23, we will learn kind of what that next plan is after the Polynesian, because they're always thinking that far ahead and they've got to build that far ahead as well. So I will start again with you, Panda. What is your thought of what Disney Vacation Club will actually potentially do?
Just as a guess, I'm thinking they're going to go back to revisit Reflections. I think they'll make changes. I think it'll be very nature heavy, but I just have that feeling that they're going to go back to that.
So I'm thinking, first off the top of my head, I think it's going to be something Epcot focused. So I know there's been talk, or they've said that plans were filed about something in the, you know, parking lot out in front of Epcot. That may or may not happen. I could see it, because I think it'd be constructually and just overall a lot easier, is the Yacht Club. Just because I think if they can do something with the Yacht Club, they already have a huge built-in audience where people say all the time, oh my God, if you'd only build at the Yacht Club, I would buy in a second. So I'm predicting Epcot area, but I'm thinking Yacht Club.
Well, listen, I've not thought about this at all until right now. I kind of like Derek's thoughts about something for Epcot, and Jeff's thoughts about a Greek resort with access to the park would fit in with that theme too. I think Epcot could manage another resort though.
I think that, well, Yacht Club is definitely on my mind, but I do think we might see, especially with the whole cabins and their lower point charts, I think we might see some creeping into moderate resorts where we have deluxe villas at these resorts. So Coronado Springs, Port Orleans, you know what I mean? Those.
Yeah. Amy took the words right out of my mouth. I think it's cheaper for them to flip something that's existing than to build new. And I think for the next little while, I think we're going to see Coronado, Port Orleans, maybe even part of Caribbean Beach, because that's such a massive resort that's already on the Skyliner. So something along those lines would be my guess.
Yep. I didn't think about Port Orleans is a slam dunk, because I think from talking to folks, I swear to God, I think if there's one resort that I hear all the time that people love more than they love their DVC, but it's always, we love staying at Port Orleans. That resort is so beloved. So that would be, that'd be a great move on their part.
Like that? Something like that.
Yep.
I agree with everything that's been said. My mind goes to what is they're going to be coming out of building a new tower, and they've kind of been on this theme recently of going back and forth between something that's easy and something that's a full scale construction project. So we've gone from Grand Floridian, something easy for them. That was kind of an easy flip. Then they did the full scale construction project with the Disneyland Hotel. Now we're back to something kind of easy with flipping out the cabins at Fort Wilderness. And then we're going back to something that's a little bit harder, the full construction of the Polynesian. So I like what some of you guys have said about the Yacht Club. That kind of aligns with, I think, something that's easy, an easy flip of kind of converting a section of that resort at this point. You could also see them potentially try to expand Beach Club, I think. If Yacht Club maybe doesn't fall into the picture and they just kind of say, okay, we're going to expand what Beach Club looks like, that's going to look a little bit different just because those rooms are designed a little bit differently. But and they also recently had a refurbishment, but you know, that could go a long way. I think some people would probably enjoy that are owners of Beach Club, knowing that they have more opportunities to get in within their home resort window, which is a struggle at Beach Club because of how small the association is over there.
Yeah.
But the thing that I will throw out there that no one said that I know has been kind of, there's been plans filed for years and thoughts about it. And I think as we embark into the future and kind of more the digital world that we live in which there's not as many conventions and things like that, I think they're going to look at one of the convention spaces that they have and say, we could utilize this land better. And so I'm going to say Bay Lake Tower South or Bay Lake Tower 2 is going to be coming sooner rather than later because kind of perfect little land there where they've got their convention space, or they also have the other garden wing. Because remember, original Bay Lake Tower, they removed the first garden wing from the contemporary area, and that other garden wing is still over there. So could easily see them want to put another tower on that space just because Magic Kingdom sells. And that's the number one thing that I tell people all day, every day when it comes to renting DVC points and things is people are like, where do people love to book? Where do people want to go? They want to be in the heart of the action. You know, people that are doing their big Disney vacation, they want to be right where all the attention is. So
they want to go to Amy's Doggy Land. That's where they want
to
go.
Yes, they do.
I want to go to Amy's Doggy Land.
No, Bay Lake Tower is a good call. I forget about that sometimes, but
just the monorail is their issue. They're going to have to put another one on the line or figure something out.
Yep. Hopefully that's another announcement we hear about here later this year, but all great ideas. As we said before, put your thoughts in the comments. If you're on the DVC Fan Facebook group, head over there. If you're not, join us in the DVC Fan Facebook group and share some of your pictures of your inspiration for your resorts. We want to hear all about them and talk to you about those ideas. And also, just for the fun of it, in the comments of this video, vote for which of our ideas you would most be interested in. And if Derek starts an online campaign for his, we will disqualify him.
That's it.
Yeah, everyone's going to start getting like Facebook ads that say, Santorini, Greece, vote now. It's just a link to our video. But that's going to do it for this week's episode of the DVC show. We've done a round of DVC shows, and I just want to thank again Rob Lindsay for joining us for this round of shows. He will not be a stranger. We will definitely have him back very often to chat more about all things Disney Vacation Club. So, Rob, thank you so much for being here. And thank you to our viewers for listening and watching. And please, as always, like this video, subscribe to our DVC Fan YouTube channel, and join us in all of the other places we are online so that we can talk about all kinds of things Disney Vacation Club. But that's all do it for this week's episode, and we'll see you all next Monday.